This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
I'm Dr. Fiona Lovely, and this is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. I'm taking the taboos of menopause and perimenopause and bringing light to the dark. No bullshit, no shame. It's time for us to gain a new paradigm in female health, out with the old and in with the new, and I'm bringing fresh perspectives from someone in the arena. I've been practicing women's health for nearly 20 years, and I'm spilling the tea on what it means to live at midlife, knowing that the best is yet to come. I'm sharing my Gen X approach to living through this transition. Sassy, a bit sweary, and always honest. Tactical tips and instantly usable information is my aim. I hope to make you laugh and that you learn something new that helps you embrace the change. Together, we bring power to the peri. Onward to the podcast. Hello, ladies. This is Dr. Fiona Lovely here. This is the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast. And I hope you're having a fantastic day, whatever it is you're doing today. We are still in the midst of, early spring here in Calgary. It's snowing outside my window as I record this. So this is usually the time of the year I say to my husband, why is it we don't live in California or Hawaii or Mexico? Regardless, whatever it is you're doing, I hope you're well. So today I want to share with you a recent experience I had that I think is a good display of how women treat health. And of course, if you listen to my recent podcast with Susan Salinger, we talked about her book Sidelined, which actually has this entire discussion about how women manage their health. But what I want to bring you today is some stories, but also how to become your own advocate in the menopausal era. So before I jump into that, I just would like to pause and share a few words from our sponsor. Now, I'm sure you've heard of AG1 or Athletic Greens, not just on this podcast. There's good reason for it. It's a comprehensive all-in-one nutritional powder that helps fill the gaps in your diet, essentially providing some nutritional insurance, if you will, on a daily basis, specifically supporting immunity, energy, recovery, and gut health. It has 75 highly absorbable vitamins and minerals, high quality whole food sourced ingredients, including adaptogenic herbs, probiotics, prebiotics, and medicinal mushrooms. It comes straight to your home. And if you order through our specific podcast link, which is athleticgreens.com/Fiona Lovely, I'll leave it in the show notes for you. Athletic Greens will include for free 5 free travel packs and a 1-year supply of liquid vitamin D3 K2. Check them out. So recently I was having a conversation with a very old and dear, dear friend, someone I've known for most of my life. And she and I were having a casual conversation, and I said to her, how's the menno treating you? Part of the reason I'm doing this with the women that I know is that I want to start to normalize or continue the normalization of having the discussion around menopause, because there's so many taboos and so many, we just hide it, which is just absurd. It's absurd. Anyway, so many reasons for that, as you know. But she and I were having this conversation, and how's the menno going for you? And I was quite surprised to hear of her journey. And she told me about struggling with discharge and heavy bleeding and joint pain, the foggy brain, the poor heat regulation or temperature regulation, her moodiness, and some other things that she had some concerns were going to end up in her having a hysterectomy. So, I mean, like most of those things I just mentioned, I think a lot of women experience. I know they do. So this is not an uncommon experience, but for those of us in the perimenopausal years. But I started asking her questions, and she really had few answers for me. And I thought they were pretty basic questions about, you know, what does your GP have to say, etc. Are you being referred? Are you taking hormones? And that kind of thing. And there was just a lot of opportunity for her to know a lot more about her body and the experience of menopause. And I just thought that was just a very interesting experience. I mean, her experience, like I said, is not an uncommon one. And I just started dropping some helpful tidbits to her so she can get the best care. And I'm going to encourage you to do that with your girlfriends as well. Start asking the women in your community, how's the menopause going? And offering help if you feel like a woman wants that information. And if she doesn't, it's okay. All you're doing is asking, and asking is helping too, right? So I had another conversation with a newer friend recently, and I was telling her the story about my old and dear friend, and sort of my surprise at how someone that was intelligent and beautiful and really dialed in to other people was missing this little bit of information, like how can we help that concern? And my new girlfriend said to me, Fiona, I wouldn't know those things either. And so it was kind of a mic drop moment for me, because I guess I assume that there's sort of a basic body knowledge. And I know what happens is at this age, we, for a lot of us, feel so incredibly overwhelmed that it's, and we've got so many balls up in the air, so many things we're dealing with. And on top of that, we have this conditioning that says, don't look over there. If I don't look, then I won't see. I'm getting older. And the end of my periods means the end of my youth and all of that. I mean, there's that conditioning is no joke, and there's tons of it for us. So You know, I just thought these smart and beautiful women that are self-admittedly ignorant about their own health at perimenopause, I'm like, you know what? That's probably most women. So here we are. Let me break down some stuff for you about how to be your own healthcare advocate, because it's really important that you do that for several reasons. But these women's stories are the stories of many, many, many women I have seen in my clinic over the years. It's not uncommon, and maybe this is your story too. And you know what? It was mine as well until I had that gynecologist in my 20s tell me that what I was experiencing was not at all what I was experiencing. And I went, well, that's not right. And then I did the work to find out. Now, listen, I kind of took it nuclear and ended up becoming a women's healthcare practitioner myself, but you don't have to do that. You just have to gain some basic knowledge. So understand, first of all, there is a knowledge gap in our medical system currently. This is an area that is not researched a lot historically. It is not spoken of a lot historically, and doctors are not educated on it all that much. My understanding is that the gynecology specialists get some training, in menopause care, but by far the majority of their care is around obstetrics. So it really just depends on who you're seeing and whether or not they've taken a personal interest in menopause or perimenopause care, and then they'll have their own training. They'll have sought out their own training. So again, this knowledge gap is not everyone. It's not every practitioner, but there's a lot of practitioners that this is a blind spot. So you have to walk in knowing some stuff. And when you don't know about your body, you are vulnerable. And when you are vulnerable, you can be victimized. Okay? So this is me just sharing these bits to help you feel stronger, more powerful, more able to ask better questions. So I just want to say there's a really famous quote about how science advances one funeral at a time. Maybe you've heard it. That's a paraphrase of a quote from Max Planck, the physicist, who basically came up with the sense that, or the idea that as opponents to a certain system of thinking or scientific way pass away or leave the field, a new generation brings a whole new way of looking at things. And I think that's happening for us right now. Also, us Gen X gals aren't going quietly into the night. We're demanding the change. We're demanding the changes that are happening. So please keep talking. Please keep asking your doctor about it. Even if you know they have a knowledge gap, the reality is the more interest that patients have that come into the clinic in learning to get better or treatment options for menopause, the more likely your doctor is to get that training done if they don't have it, if they know they have a gap, or maybe they refer you to somebody else, or maybe they bring in another practitioner. So keep talking about it. Okay, so please educate yourself about whatever you feel is going on, okay? Google stuff, ask your friends, read one or two of the excellent books available on menopause and midlife health for women. There are, of course, podcasts. And if you're hearing me speak, I know you're educating yourself to get power. Knowledge is power. There are online courses. I know I have a few available on my website, support groups, you name it, but just start talking to other women. What is their experience? And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, then take to the internet and see what you can find. Go to your library and take some books out there. There's many options. Get smart. When you get smart, when you are knowledgeable about what's going on, even the most basic knowledge, you can ask better questions and advocate for yourself. Please also get a second opinion. If the first one you have doesn't feel right, and listen, your gut instinct is the best sense you have in terms of something, how to move forward, okay? So if you hear a bit of advice, even if it's from me, if it's from someone beloved, if it's from someone that you don't know, if it doesn't feel right inside, don't follow that advice. Go elicit another opinion elsewhere. Susan Salinger talks about the second opinion in her book Sidelined at length. Don't wait if something is off with your health. If you're feeling like all of a sudden you're not sleeping, or all of a sudden you're getting terrible headaches or joint pains, something just changed dramatically, even not dramatically, even something that's been the way things are for the last 40 years, all of a sudden you don't, something's different. Please go and seek help with that. And again, if your GP isn't the one that can answer the questions, then ask your girlfriends if they have a great GP. Or look outside for a functional medicine practitioner. Integrative practitioners come in all flavors. Acupuncturists, nutritionists, health coaches, chiropractors, naturopaths, you name it. Start asking questions. Who do your friends like? Get curious about your body. Don't fear this normal time in a woman's life. Get curious, because when you get curious, it's hard to be afraid. So stay open. And recognize that that fear is a learned experience. We didn't know a lot about a woman's body. Now there's lots more interest, research, practitioners, alternative ways of finding information like this podcast that will help you get past that sense of a fear that you may have about your body, about how things are changing. I mean, that's all a very, very real experience for us, is that we have this fear around our bodies. Oftentimes that's passed down for generations. Interesting, hey? So stay open, stay curious, get curious about your body, and recognize that many of us were taught to fear our bodies, our breasts, aging, etc. You know, breast health is one of those things. It's like basically the only thing we're taught about it is to watch for lumps, lest it be breast cancer. Now, that's important, but geez, there's a whole lot of other information that's really helpful there in terms of how to keep your girls healthy. I know I have at least two podcasts on this subject, so if that's you, go back into the podcast archives and have a listen to those episodes. Okay, so see it for what it is. If you feel fear coming up, but you really don't have fear to, you don't have a reason for that fear to be there, just recognize it's probably not yours and just get curious. See what you can learn. Stay present. Don't project any concerns about the future or stuff that you've had in the past onto the current experience. Just be present in the moment, gather information, talk to your practitioners. And remember, you have all the power. And the more you know about your body and what you're going through and what a woman experiences at midlife, that gives you even more power. And when you have power, you can advocate for yourself better. If you see a friend, another woman on her journey struggling, please help out. Ask if you can help out, because we're all in this together. And this is going to lead us to have a gentler experience for our daughters, our nieces, our granddaughters, our great-granddaughters. So you're asking the good questions. Don't stick your head in the sand. Just be present, be loving, get curious. You got this. I know you do. As always, thanks for listening to the podcast. You can find more about me on my website, drlovely.com, or on Instagram or TikTok at Dr. Fiona Lovely, and finally on Facebook at Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast. Until next time, I'm grateful for the time we spent together today, and I hope you go on to have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
How to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.